Greetings once again to all of you on this 91-week journey through God's Word. This is Pastor George back with you following Easter week as we roll into week number 63 by finishing up most of Jeremiah, except for the final chapter, and read through the short book of Lamentations, all five chapters, that were also written by the prophet Jeremiah. And it's in Lamentations that I'm choosing to focus on today, specifically chapter 1, the first portion of verse 9. And so I'm going to read now what jumped out at me this week as I read in the New Living Translation. She, Jerusalem, defiled herself with immorality and gave no thought to her future. The transformational principle this week is simple, yet critically important, as they all are. In fact, if we pursued or organized our lives around this principle as a matter of priority, we'd be much better positioned to live out God's will for our lives, while better avoiding the traps and snares that the enemy sets before us. So here it is. As we live our lives in this world, we must focus our attention on the realities of the next world. Paul put it this way in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Set your sights on the realities of heaven and think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. This is a principle that Judah and Jerusalem ignored because they chose to live for today rather than tomorrow. Their focus was on things below rather than things above. They lived for the things they could see rather than living for what they could not see. And as a result, they defiled themselves with lifestyles of immorality to the point they could no longer recognize their sin and idolatry, even though God went out of his way by sending prophets to sound the alarm. Jerusalem gave no thought to her future. And as followers of Jesus, if we're not careful, we can easily fall into the same trap, because it's rather easy to live each day without giving much thought for tomorrow. In fact, that's the American way, isn't it? Because our culture encourages us to live lives of indulgence today rather than lives of sacrifice for tomorrow. As you may know, it's not hard to get caught up in the affairs and patterns of this world and to live selfishly for the comforts and pleasures it offers us today, rather than investing in a life of service and sacrifice today that will accrue benefits for tomorrow. To illustrate that point, like many folks, I have an IRA that I've been sowing into over the years for retirement, so that if the Lord should tarry, and if he should preserve our lives into the future, Mary and I can pay the rent and not become a burden on our children. That's money that could be spent today on cruises, vacations, and other temporary luxuries, because everything this world offers is only temporary. But we recognize the value of sacrificing today to ensure a better tomorrow. Think about the way you eat. The choices you make today about what you put in your body will have an impact on your future, either positively or negatively. Well, the same is true for you and me in a kingdom sense as we live out the remainder of our days as followers of Jesus. What Jerusalem failed to do, we must do. She failed to consider her future, and as a result, she drifted away and out of favor with God. As we live our lives in this world, we must focus our attention on the realities of the next world. Now, this principle is woven all throughout Scripture. For example, Ecclesiastes 7:4 in the New Living Translation puts it this way: a wise person thinks a lot about death, while a fool thinks only about having a good time. In other words, our time here on earth isn't going to last very long. And although some people get more time than others, eternity is guaranteed to last forever for everybody. So we'd be wise to not only think about that, but also to primarily invest in our long-term future. That means remain focused now on the things of God, not on the things of man. Do you remember in Matthew chapter 16 when Jesus told his disciples that he would suffer terrible things, be killed, and rise from the dead on the third day? And Peter quickly replied, "Heaven forbid, Lord, this will never happen to you." And then Jesus turned to Peter and uttered these famous words, "Get behind me, Satan, you're a hindrance to me." And he quickly followed that up by saying, "For you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." You see, Peter was focused on the present, not the future, just like Jerusalem in the days of Jeremiah. As we live our lives in this world, we must focus our attention on the realities of the next world. And if we do that, we won't likely end up like Jerusalem or Judah, or even Saul or Solomon for that matter. You see, too many of God's chosen people ended badly because they failed to keep one eye focused on their future, on what was really important at the end of the day. As we live out the rest of this pandemic and beyond, fully invest in your future by setting your mind on the things of God, not the things of man. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.